Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The vast majority of those who teach on faith today believe it is an activity which can be produced and stirred up by the ability of men. The religious scam artists who have mesmerized whole segments of the so-called Christian community with their health and wealth teaching depend wholeheartedly on their ability to convince men to have faith, sow seeds of faith, and keep the faith. Most of the time, they just want to keep the money coming. It's a great deception which teaches men to trust in their faith. To know how big a lie this is, one only has to go to the scripture record which plainly says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are altogether become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Whatever man may be capable of, we are quite certain that he does not naturally possess the ability to have the faith which is described in the scripture thusly. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The whole teaching about faith in the scriptures is summed up in the description of the faith of Abraham. Abraham did not conditionally receive the promise of God because he believed what God said. Rather, the promise was given to Abraham according to the sovereign purpose and mercy of God. And Abraham was then given faith to lay hold upon it and rejoice in its revelation. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That faith which is spoken of as righteousness is built and contained in the object of the faith and not the act of faith. The fact that Abraham exercised faith is of no importance at all if the object of his faith was not the promises of God. In fact, the scripture even plainly tells us that the promises which Abraham enjoyed were not even given to him directly, but rather to thy seed, which is Christ. All of the benefits of the sons of God are wrapped up in Jesus Christ. He is our faith. He is our hope. He is our righteousness, wisdom, sanctification, and redemption. He is our life. Succinctly put, he is our all, but Christ is all, and in all. So it is clearly revealed in the scriptures that the righteousness of faith is not the act of faith, but rather the one who is righteous before God, and who gives faith to those who are the objects of his favor and delight. God is pleased to manifest his elect children in the earth by causing them to flee to him for refuge. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. The righteousness of faith is contrasted with the works of the law. Sadly, many have taken the faith whereby the sons of God are made manifest in the world through belief of the gospel and turned it into a work of the flesh. They do this by telling men that they can become the sons of God by believing. They often mean well, but their message is nonetheless a deception and has populated the earth with a multitude of stony ground and thorny ground hearers. If a man can convince another man to believe, then yet another man can come along and overturn that belief. Yet when the righteousness of faith is applied by the Holy Ghost to a lost sinner, then nothing can turn him aside, nor can he be destroyed by the deceptions of the world and Satan. This righteousness of faith can in no wise be negated by men. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Still others come along who say that they believe all that we have said. Yet they cling to the notion that while faith is the gift of God, yet it is according to man's exercise of that faith which is given to him that the blessings of God are bestowed. They say that if a man has more faith, he will have more blessings. If he is more obedient, he will gain more of God's favor. We must confess that we do not see any difference in this line of thought than that which is expressed by those who are confused about faith being the gift of God. The blessings of God are manifested upon the sons of God, based alone on his sovereign pleasure. Any and all of their blessings are the result of that which has been purchased for them, and is theirs according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Because some are blessed, as men see it, in this life more than others, is simply due to the mercies of God. But none of the sons of God are without blessing from the same source from which all of their blessings flow, nor is one greater in the kingdom as a result. Is Christ your faith?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.